T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, Lee, you had this. This is so bizarre, has the whole nation following it. Alex Murda.
Yeah, geez.
Okay.
Good grief.
And this is interesting to me because it's sorry, I have a button that doesn't work. I have so many buttons that don't work. And there's one of them that fires off audio, and I can't shut it off. So yeah, I'm sorry about that. And that's just going to keep happening. But anyway, there's not anything I could do. Let's see.
Alex Murda.
Where was Alex Murda? Yeah. Thank you. Sorry, attacked by the equipment as we are almost every day here. Okay, South Carolina police arrested the dude. Okay, let's get this straight. Arrested the drug dealer of Alex Murda, the high-profile attorney, right, whose wife and son were murdered in a double shooting mysteriously in June. And that double shooting captured the nation's attention. Mm-hmm. And the reason it did, because there's literally a string of bodies behind this family.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of local talk about it. And the reason there's a lot of local talk about it is because they're so politically powerful. It seems that no matter how many bodies they rack up behind them, they just can't get the serious interest of law enforcement. And by that, I don't mean street level cops or highway patrol officers. I mean at the top of the chain here in South Carolina, just can't seem to get the attention of law enforcement to do anything serious about it. And there is a very long trail of bodies behind this family. This is not new. I'll get into that in a second. And that's why this murder attracted so much attention here and then attracted attention nationally. It's just the absolute influence of this family and what they're able to sort of cast off that we normally would. I mean, if you or I, Lee, got drunk, went on a boat, sped, and a girl ends up dying because of it, I can assure you, you and I would end up face down on a dock somewhere zip-tied.
Yeah.
But not Alex Murda's son. And so that had caused... you know, a total uproar. I mean, can you imagine killing somebody drunk and state authorities who come in don't bother to breathalyze you because your dad and your grandfather, who are very influential, high-profile attorneys, show up at the scene?
Mm-hmm.
Not me, not you, not most of us, but these people. So that had already caused this huge uproar, right? So the two of them end up dead, the mom and the son. The son is the same one who killed the girl in the boating accident drunk. So there's, you know, all this national speculation that, hey, you know, maybe this is a revenge killing, right? This is like the stuff novels and murder mysteries are made of. But then Alex Murda, just in the last 2 weeks, the dad who showed up at that scene used his influence to keep his son from being breathalyzed in the murder. All this bizarre stuff, he... gets shot, we're told, right, while changing his tire on the side of the road. Then we find out, no, wait, this is the day after his law firm, where he works and founded, is coming after him for stealing millions of dollars. Then we find out the gun wound is superficial. Then we find out, wait, he hired a hitman? This is what's just come out. He hired a hitman who is also his drug dealer, because he's just checked into rehab, to kill him so his son could get the $10 million insurance settlement. So now the hitman / drug dealer, Curtis Edward Smith, is facing charges of assisted suicide, assault, and battery, pointing and presenting a firearm, insurance fraud, and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud, and all of that. What the heck?
Yeah.
I'm out of breath just trying to explain it.
Oh, I know. It's it's just it's unbelievable. Just, you know, you couldn't write this.
No. If it was a made-for-TV movie, you'd roll your eyes and go, oh, come on. It's like one of those soap operas where, you know what I mean?
That'll
people getting
never
killed.
Happen.
Yeah, I know. That'll never happen. And like I said, there's a very long trail of bodies behind this family. There's a young gay man who turns up dead on the road. Mm-hmm. The highway patrol trooper who found him, convinced he was murdered. The whole incident was connected to the Murdaugh family. We don't know how because they still haven't said. But when you have that highway patrolman on Fox News National giving an interview saying, I think this guy was murdered. I don't think he was hit by a car. And, you know, I wanted an investigation of this, but it was connected to the Murdaugh family, and I couldn't even get an autopsy. I mean, wow. Oh, and now the dead maid is back in the news.
Yeah, I've seen that, too, and that started, I wasn't really all that familiar with that aspect of it, but have become so after some time. But you go ahead with that.
Yeah, and I've been talking about this one for a while, the dead maid. Because people around them just died. She died in a mysterious fall at the family home. And the family, they sued. Her family sued. The family settled it. And now we're finding out that the sons of the maid, who were supposed to get the $500,000 settlement, never did. The attorney who represented them was also the attorney at one point for the Murdaughs. That guy got paid $177,000. But the kids didn't get paid.
Can you say conflict of interest?
Where's the money? Yeah. The tentacles of power of this family are unbelievable. So now the two sons of the dead maid they you know have a new attorney. That attorney's going after the old Murdaugh connected attorney. And the question remains now, well, how'd she end up dead? So let's see how many bodies we got. We got the dead girlfriend, the dead maid, the dead gay young man. With the pissed off highway patrol trooper who's like, I couldn't even get an autopsy because this was connected to the Murdaugh family. And we don't know how because they haven't said. And now we got Murdaugh himself hiring a hitman to kill him. And not very well either,
by the way.
I mean,
I shouldn't be humorous about it, but it's like, could you not get somebody a little bit more, you know?
I mean, it's
accurate?
A superficial wound.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he just couldn't go through with it. I don't know. But weirdly, then Murdaugh calls the police over a superficial wound in the process turning himself in.
After a flat tire that apparently he slashed himself with his own knife.
Right.
That's the story.
And that's what really got their attention when they realized the knife was his. It fit the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All that's going on. So let me just string some facts together here, okay? I'm not saying anything. I'm just stringing some interesting facts together. Do you realize, and I didn't realize this till this morning, and I guess I just missed this detail or it wasn't important to me. It's a big detail, so I mean, it's been widely reported. Alex Murdaugh, the dad, right? This guy we're talking about all of this, hires the hitman, steals the millions from the law firm, all this stuff. Do you realize he was the one to find the mom and the son?
Yes.
Dead on the property?
Yes.
I had just forgotten that register with me that he was the one to find them.
Right.
And he is considered a person of interest in the case. That's not a suspect, but a person of interest, kind of like one level below a suspect.
Yeah.
A person of interest in the case. Sometimes persons of interest could just be people who have information about the case that the police want, not necessarily people who they think did it. But it means they know something or have something or something with the case. So all of that, wow.
Well, there has been, I have relatives that are from that area, and a lot of this has been talked about for a long time with this family. It was well known. And there's certain things that go on in that part of the state where there's a reason that there's attorneys do things in that county, let's put it this way.
Yeah, I mean, because the incredible power that family has legally and sway they have over that justice system. And, you know, when I was talking about this last week with Jave Schwartz, with fan of South Carolina, and he'll be back on today to talk about this at 9:05. She'd be great. And he was saying, listen, this is just, and this is how I look at this, too. This is part of the corrupt culture of South Carolina, where we regularly see, you know, very influential lawmakers drunk as a skunk in the back of a patrol vehicle, and they've just switched places with their wife, or they're doing drunk driving and whatever, and they just get off in a way you and I would not. And that's what his son did. And that's why there was so much attention to this. Everybody, I think, initially was theorizing that the girl's family or somebody had gotten revenge for what had happened to her. And now this looks so much bigger. Here's a part of this I don't get either, okay? He is accused, we don't know if he did, he's obviously not been convicted, but he's been accused of stealing $2 million from that law firm, right? How did they not notice that? That is a lot of money for a law firm.
Yeah, but I understand that that law firm went through millions per month in
maybe they didn't
revenues.
Notice. That's,
that's what I'm saying.
Money
yeah, oh yeah. Firm. Well, once again, and you think about that, that is not a very, let's say, highly developed as far as like commercial, you know, operations area of the state. But it's just stunning the amount of cash that apparently was flowing through that law firm in that county. And that may have been the reason that they were able to siphon off that much and not really, I don't know, attract too much attention. But anyway.
One of our texters on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is 71307, I think, nails this whole segment we've just done. If you look at the influence the Murdaugh family has in the Lowcountry, you can only imagine what is going on in Washington.
Very good point, yes.
Which segues us perfectly into the next segment.
Yeah.
Stick around for that. I mean, Lee, do you realize what this Milley guy did?
Oh, good grief.
Is pretty much an attempted military coup like they have in third world countries.
Yeah.
And the media and the left thinks it's great.
Yeah, of course.
And this is what Tin Pot dictators do.
Yeah.
This is what the Pakistani military is trying to do right now. You know, where the military takes over?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that'd be so cool. Well, wait, what?
I'm just going to say it again. I have zero confidence in the military leadership, not the military, the leadership going on right down the U.S. military, our intelligence services, and the executive branch in the White House. Zero confidence in them to protect this country. Zero.
Yeah, and more evidence here of, again, what John Ratcliffe, former director of National Intelligence, was saying. He was shocked when he got a look at our intel to see how many people in Washington were either being blackmailed actively by the Chinese or were on their payroll.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Folks, everybody's looking at this Milley thing wrong, this General Milley thing. He is the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's the guy who was on television all during July while the Afghanistan was falling to the Taliban. He was on TV over and over and over again, talking about white rage and how he needs to teach troops about white rage. They need to study white rage. He was on TV because he recommended a book that preaches Marxism, actually required a book that supported requiring a book that teaches Marxism as a remedy for racism. Ibrahim Kendi's book, Be Read by Recruits. When asked, that's a Marxist doctrine. I mean, it advocates creating a federal agency. But listen to this. It advocates creating a federal agency with absolute power to cancel any law, state or local or national, it feels is unfair, including free speech laws. Any constitutional amendment it thinks is unfair. And to seize and redistribute property. Classic Marxism. When asked, hey, isn't that Marxism? Why are you defending that? He said that he thinks that we and he should be knowledgeable about everything. And sure, he reads Marxist stuff. You know, what's wrong with that? And now we find he is conferring with the communist Chinese, their military leaders, behind the president's back. What is astonishing is he did this the first time 4 days before the election. We didn't even know if Trump would win or not. And he's already talking to the Chinese about, hey, listen, with the assumption he's going to lose, by the way. Speaking to there's so many weird angles here. Speaking to Chinese officials as if he already knows Trump's going to lose. Weird, huh? And telling them, hey, listen, you know, if Trump goes for the nukes or if Trump wants to attack China, I'm going to let you know first. And then he did something that's classic. In third world dictatorships. If you know anything about third world dictatorships and coups, they almost always come from the military. Not always, but almost always. The military rebels and they install the military leadership. Do you realize what this guy did? He didn't just confirm with the enemy, and we're going to come at this from so many angles. Sam, there are so many terrifying angles here, and many of them I'm not seeing in the news. He actually had a secret meeting at the Pentagon where he asked senior military officials to take an oath that no matter what Trump said, no military action could go forward without his permission. An oath that they would answer to him and not Trump. One of the things not reported, and I really need this piece of data, what was the date of that meeting? Was that before the election? Was it before the election? This is a military coup. This is what this is. This is a classic third world style military coup attempt. And the left and the media think it's great. They want more. You know what else this is, folks? And I've talked a lot about this on the Battleground podcast and on the show. You can text the keyword Battleground to 71307 to get it. Our agencies, starting with the CIA, then the FBI, now the military, have become untethered. Untethered from the country. They are like nation states where their only real connection to America is their funding from Congress. They do not answer to Congress anymore. They have eclipsed Congress. They have become more powerful than Congress. They are forming, as Milley did here, their own alliances in the world. I mean, one of the most classic examples of this was in Syria under Barack Obama. When Obama, and you could see this, had lost control of the CIA and the military. They were like-minded in lockstep much of the time. But at one point, the Pentagon had formed, funded, and trained its own proxy army of jihadists in Syria. And the CIA had funded, armed, and trained its own jihadist proxy army. It was loaded with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and they did a lot of genocides there, including of Christians, Jews, and Shiite Muslims, including one 15,000 member mass grave. The kids' toys would rise to the top as the dirt settled. CIA did that. The CIA's armies were clashing with the Pentagon's armies in Syria. Once you understand the mentality of that, that they do not really answer to Congress, they marginally answer to the Democrats, but will destroy them if they get in their way. You can understand the mentality of this. That is what is happening here. The FBI completely untethered from congressional oversight, just like the military now. My proof? It's not my opinion. 36 subpoenas by the Republican Congress under Trump about Russiagate sent to the Department of Justice and the FBI. They ignored them. Our elected officials, in particular Republicans, but to some extent Democrats, have completely lost control of our military, our CIA, our FBI, and clearly now the State Department, too.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
When General Milley isn't forcing recruits to read Marxist doctrine, he's busy calling his buddies over in China and warning them. Folks, there's so many angles on this. This is absolutely treason. Rand Paul is completely correct. Senator Rand Paul calling for a court-martial. Do you know what the evidence for this was? Why he had to call the Chinese and warn them Trump might nuke them? But don't worry. The military had pledged allegiance to him and he could save China. And he'd give them a heads up, too. His evidence, he says in the transcript with Nancy Pelosi, is Trump's belligerent rhetoric toward China. What president hasn't had belligerent rhetoric? The problem with this administration right now, the Biden administration, there's no belligerent rhetoric toward our enemies. And China is our absolute most mortal enemy. So if Milley doesn't like the way you talk about our most mortal enemy, he will call them? He will call them. Think about this for a minute. This guy's a Joint Chiefs of Staff. He calls up basically his counterpart in China, high-ranking military leader. We might have a coup in this country, and our president might launch a nuke. Trump has never talked about nuking China. How bizarre is that? Okay, you just put a nuclear-armed nation on notice. They might get nuked by us. When thus far, and this is one of the most interesting parts of this story, nobody's ever presented any evidence that we were going to nuke China, that it was on the table, that it was ever even up for discussion anywhere by anyone, and that includes in this book. It's Bob Woodward's book this all came out of, by the way. So you have just told a nuclear-armed country we might hit them. What's the first thing what's the first thing we do if we got a heads up like that? Begin to prepare scenarios, including ones where we hit first. Do you know how dangerous this was? Giving the enemy the chance to attack first and a reason. A justification, a reason to attack first. Just flip it around and put yourself in China's position. We get a call from a Chinese military dissident. They're thinking about hitting America. What would we do? Oh, cool. That's not, thanks. Yeah, appreciate the heads up. I don't do anything. No. Are you kidding? We'd throttle up to high alert. We would begin to run through war game scenarios. We would consider hitting them first. We'd be ready to, at the tiniest provocation, which then could be misread. Folks. And then he tells China, Trump's basically a paper tiger. The other military officials have pledged their oath to him. How did that not leak, by the way? How did that not cause a stir? This is a classic attempted military-style coup. Holds a secret meeting, forces other military officials to swear an oath to him. Even professor at Harvard University, Elaine Scarry, author of The Thermonuclear Monarchy, tells Politico, Milley can't do that. Quote, under current rules, Trump is the only person in the government who can order a nuclear strike, period. Not Milley. The authors of Peril write that General Milley was overseeing the mobilization of America's national security state without the knowledge of the American people or the rest of the world, well, except China. Except China. Now, what's going on here, folks? Why is this not thought of as strange in Washington? Remember, I play this quote every week, sometimes more than once a week. John Ratcliffe, former federal prosecutor for Texas, high-ranking guy, very rational, in an interview with CBS News, not a conspiracy, well, I consider them a conspiracy site, but other people don't. In an interview with CBS News, Catherine Herridge, when you're director of national intelligence, you see it all. You see the NSA, the GSA, you see the CIA, you see the FBI. You are the highest ranking intel official in the country. And what did John Ratcliffe see as head of the director of national intelligence? A shocking number of people on Wall Street and in Washington were owned and controlled completely by the Chinese, either through bribery or blackmail. This is why no one thinks this is weird. They're all either bribed or blackmailed at that level, or their friends are, or those who fund them are. Folks, I guarantee Milley's one of them. That's why he called. Listen to this. John Ratcliffe, Trump's director of national intelligence, Catherine Herridge, before any of this started.
You wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal, and you say China is targeting members of Congress with six times the frequency of Russia and 12 times the frequency of Iran. What is behind Beijing's aggressive approach?
So they want laws and policies out of the United States that are favorable to China. And what they're really trying to do is, through blackmail, through bribery, through overt and covert influence, trying to make sure that only laws that are favorable to China are passed.
Have you been to Capitol Hill, and have you briefed this threat information to lawmakers?
I was so troubled by what I saw from the position as the Director of National Intelligence that I went and briefed both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees on this information, which they found surprising and troubling.
And which they did not a damn thing about. Now, this is what a sane and rational country would do. This looks like a guy on the Chinese payroll or blackmail list. A sane country, which we are not, with uncompromised intel agencies, which we do not have, would go and pull everything about this man, every phone call, every email, every communication. Does he have a girlfriend? Does he have a boyfriend? Does he have an interest in children? They would pull it all. This looks like classic bribery or blackmail. That's what this looks like. It looks just like what Ratcliffe tried to warn everyone about, but everybody ignored because they're all on dang payroll. Or they all got a mistress they don't want their wife to know about. But the Chinese, no. Look, that's what they were doing with Hunter. All of Hunter's friends, all of Hunter's prostitutes, all of Hunter's drug dealers, they are Russian. Everybody around him's Russian. He passes out. He tells the prostitute, yeah, they probably got my laptop. They'll blackmail me. You mean the Russians? Yeah, those Russians. They'll blackmail me. And that was only one incident. It didn't count the one where Joe paid the Russian prostitute. Come on, these people are around them all the time. Look at Milley. He is a major national security threat, and he is the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. God, my head. It's just like a movie. Texas writes of the attempted military coup. Gosh, we're more like a third world country of a day. That's how it's done there. That's how the coups go most of the time. A Middle Eastern dictatorship. Yeah, military coup. Texter makes a brilliant point here on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. For so many military officers to go along with this coup, we need to take a long, hard look at what's being taught in our military war colleges. No. Well, yeah, but no. Our military is completely and profoundly compromised. And I warned you about this. I got so much pushback by saying, look, I do not encourage your children to join the military. And this is while Trump was still in office. He was on his way out, but he was lame duck at that point. Do not do it. Oh, well, the military is good to go, but no, it's not. Oh, but these guys are patriot. No, they're not. They were, but those guys were purged, 111 of them, for no reason, most cases, high-ranking officers. Obama went through there with an axe and a loyalty test. If you weren't pretty much a Marxist like Milley is, a guy who in just the last 2 months has said, yeah, I have people read Marxist doctrine. We should read everything. We reading patriotic doctrine, General? No. Cadets not forced to read that, are they? See how this works. Folks, wrap your mind around this. A guy who in the last 2 months has done interviews justifying making people read Marxist doctrine. And when it's pointed out to him in the interview, hey, but this is Marxist doctrine, he said, yeah, we should read that. I read it. It doesn't mean anything. We should study things. And now we find out he is conspiring with the communist Chinese against this country? And everybody's like, yeah, it's great. It's great. In the media anyway. Left-wing media. Democrats think this is brilliant. Do they want a military coup? Is that what this is? And this is a great point in this text. So they all folks, he went around the table. He admits this. We know this because of him. And got all the high-ranking officers underneath him to pledge an oath to him. And his first call to the Chinese was before the election. Before the election. Texter writes, the list of traitors to the USA just gets a little longer, no consequences. Of the politician, by the politician, for the politician, Texter writes, made in China. Wow. Tara and Lee, if Milley's secret calls to our enemy China supplant, I don't understand, supplanting the authority of the president, don't mark him as a traitor. I don't know what could. Although doomed to failure, Republicans should be screaming for and demanding a vote of impeachment. The texter calls him a metal-encrusted lowlife. Yes, he is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.